USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus cases continue to rise in the U.S. as hospitalizations are growing by 5% or more in 37 states. But the U.S. isn't headed for another lockdown, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNBC that there's COVID fatigue in the country, but that we do have to adopt other methods to slow the virus.
We've got to do the next best thing. We've got to double down very, very strongly on the things that I've been talking about with regard to the universal acceptance of masks, distancing, and avoiding crowds and congregate settings.
The FBI is warning that a major cyber attack could be coming for the nation's healthcare system. The agency says it has a credible threat to U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers. The attacks are expected to come through malware that then leads to ransomware attacks, data theft, and the disruption of healthcare services. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Supreme Court has upheld a lower court's decision allowing ballots in Pennsylvania that arrive up to 3 days after Election Day to be counted. In a note accompanying the order, justices said it was too close to the election for them to step in. New Justice Amy Coney Barrett recused herself from the case because of a lack of time to review the filing. The court also upheld a lower court's decision in a North Carolina case that will allow for ballots that arrive up to 9 days after Election Day to be counted in that state. With less than a week before the election, there's a growing concern that with the influx of absentee and mail-in ballots, delays at the postal service could keep votes from being counted, or that mail-in voting isn't secure. But the commissioner of the Federal Elections Commission says that people can trust the system. Ellen Weintraub tells Fox News that while safety shouldn't be a concern, people may want to consider dropping off their ballot as the deadlines draw near.
So I think anybody who has their ballot in hand should do whatever they can to get it in on time. Instead, I think just in the normal course of mail, 7 weeks. So if people haven't mailed their ballot in yet and they're planning on using an absentee ballot, I would do a drop off.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In a sometimes contentious hearing on Wednesday, the Senate Judiciary Committee got their opportunity to question the CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google on alleged corporate political bias and certain protections the companies enjoy under the Federal Communications Act. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Top executives of Twitter, Facebook, and Google testified on social media protections and censorship issues before a Senate committee on Wednesday. Things getting a bit heated when Senator Ted Cruz got his chance to question Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?
Major League Baseball is investigating a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers for joining his team to celebrate their World Series victory after testing positive for coronavirus. Justin Turner was removed from the eighth inning of Tuesday's series-clinching game against the Tampa Bay Rays after his positive test returned from the lab. He was placed into isolation at Globe Life Field, but was later seen on the field celebrating with his teammates. The commissioner's office announced Wednesday they were conducting an investigation into Turner's apparent breach of league protocol in the incident. Both the Dodgers and Rays were tested Wednesday before leaving the bubble in Arlington, Texas that the World Series had been conducted in. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.